Hey, this is Evan Marcotte, dating coach for smart, strong, successful women, your personal trainer for love. Welcome back to the Love You podcast. Today, we are talking about how to balance an anxious slash avoidant attachment style. We're going to get into details about what exactly that means. Before we get started, make sure, if you are not already doing so, subscribe to this podcast on Apple, on Spotify, leave us a positive review, tell a friend, just do something. Give back to the country that's given so much to you. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to be doing a couple things. Number one, I'm going to tell you about another podcast that's worth your time to listen to. I'll also let you know how you could apply to Love You to find a relationship that makes you feel safe, heard, and understood. Before we get into this, for the good of the world, we now have a greater psychological understanding, because the concept of attachment styles has found its way into the zeitgeist. So many people know what we're talking about when we talk about attachment styles. This is a childhood attachment theory overlaid onto adult relationships, popularized by the book Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller. If you go to evanmarcotte.com/writing, I got a whole bibliography where you could pick up all the books that I end up mentioning here. But before we get into the nitty-gritty today, I want to just give you an overview of what we mean when we talk about these attachment styles. So there's three attachment styles, basically: secure, anxious, and avoidant. Secure means able to form healthy, intimate relationships, meaning you were largely given a lot of love and attention and self-esteem by two parents who were available and doting and listened to you and validated you. And if you did not have that when you were growing up, which is really, really common, it's entirely possible that you are not secure in your attachment style. 50% of people are considered secure in their attachment style. And attachment styles are malleable. They can change over time. That's secure. Anxious is someone who is predictably, consciously, unconsciously anxious about love. It never feels like it's enough. You can never get enough reassurance. You're constantly on edge, dissecting each interaction, wondering when the other shoe is going to drop, when he's going to reject you, why he's pulling away. He could sign an email love, and the next time he'll sign the email best, and you'll wonder why he said best. He won't text you for 3 hours, and you'll start flipping out and looking for coded messages in his text. I'm exaggerating to make a point, but anxious attachment style means that you're constantly on edge looking for reassurance that the person who ostensibly loves you is going to continue to love you and is not going to abandon you. People who have anxious attachment styles, not surprisingly, are used to having parents who rejected them, criticized them, abandoned them, that kind of thing. And then there is the avoidant attachment style, which is sort of the mirror image of the anxious attachment style, also comes often out of childhood pain, divorce, and things like that. Avoidant means someone who claims to want to have an intimate relationship but constantly undermines it, constantly finds flaw in a partner, constantly finds excuses not to escalate the relationship, not to commit, doesn't want to get too intimate or intense, tries to keep it casual. And there's many, many versions of this. So again, this is the 30-second overview of secure, anxious, and avoidant attachment styles. Anxious people tend to get busy. They stop communicating, and they'll delay relationship milestones, saying, I love you, meeting family, moving in, getting engaged. They're usually the brakes on the relationship because they avoid the escalation, they avoid the intimacy, they avoid the ultimate commitment. I know some people that I love very much who are avoidant attachment style, men who are in their 50s and never married, and there's always an excuse as to why it's the wrong person at the wrong time. I know people who've been living with a partner for a decade, but refuse to step up to the plate and propose. This is all part of the same thing. And so here's the hard part about all this. A, you are what you are. You get that from your childhood. With experience, therapy, coaching, training, you can change your attachment style. Usually it changes with some form of cognitive behavioral therapy and a different way to look at the world. You know, a big part of my coaching is helping women overcome very specifically their anxious attachment style, because so many of them have been hurt or abandoned by men, and giving them confidence to be the CEOs of their love life. And then on the other side, there's the avoidant women who have been so hurt by men that they've gone decades pouring themselves into their work and choosing men who are doomed from the start. And this is where these labels get a little bit dicey. It's easy for anxious and avoidant, which are often mirror images of each other, to merge into one. So allow me to explain a little bit further. So when I say anxious and avoidant are mirror images of each other, anxious women usually date avoidant men because that triggers their anxious attachment style. If I date a man who reminds me of my emotionally unavailable father, I will unconsciously try to repair that relationship, and it will feel really familiar, craving a man's love and never actually achieving it. Right, so it's just this death spiral for relationships for anxious women to choose avoidant men, for example. That feels normal, right? Having a consistent loving guy feels really foreign. So a lot of anxious women don't even choose secure men, even though only secure men could get them to move into being more secure as women. And that's why this is such a hard pattern to break. But the fears associated with anxious and avoidant overlap a lot, because you associate love, relationships with, and this is whether you're anxious or avoidant, with fear and pain and rejection and anxiety. The net result is that you are afraid to let people into your life, because once you allow someone into your life and you allow yourself to be vulnerable and you allow yourself to trust, that's where historically all the pain has started. You unconsciously protect yourself. Right. And that's the hard part. We're this behavior, we may be semi-aware of it, but it's our pattern that runs us somewhat subconsciously. So you end up building things that can't last. So you'll have people who are anxious, who desperately crave love and consistency and kindness and can't seem to get it anywhere. And so who do those people seek out? They seek out men who are avoidant and relationships that will only perpetuate the problem. So a lot of women who are anxious and avoidant engage in similar behaviors. No strings attached sex, situationships, long distance relationships, men who are emotionally unavailable, guys who say they don't know what they're looking for, men who are clear that they never want to get married, right? And so anxious and avoidant people both engage in what are essentially high-risk, low-reward relationships. And certainly the anxious people wonder, why don't these things ever turn out? And it's because they invest their time in avoidant people, because that's familiar. And in a way, we kind of know the relationship is already doomed. So maybe it hurts a little bit less than if there was a really sweet marriage-oriented guy. So as long as we never date the sweet marriage-oriented guy, right, we never have to get too real. I want you to consider this. I'm not trying to put a label on you, most obviously, but I want you to consider where you find yourself in this spectrum of behavior between anxious and secure and avoidant. And as I said, a lot of it depends on who you're dating at the time, but we all have a bit of a default setting for who we are and how we show up in relationships. And ask yourself, your patterns, the people that you either gravitate towards, are most attracted to, choose, and continue to stay with, even when the relationship's working, what kind of men are they? Are they more likely to be men who put up walls, text you once a week, live far away, leave you guessing? Well, that means you're choosing avoidant men. And that pattern isn't going to work for you. And on the other hand, if you choose anxious men, you choose men who are a little bit needier, who are constantly looking for reassurance, right? They text you all the time. They need you to let them know that they're doing a good job, right? They're leading with their insecurity. If you're choosing those men, it might be possible that you're the avoidant one, because you are also trying to stay away from real intimacy, because real intimacy is only bred from a place of security when two people let down their guard and love with all their heart and don't play games and communicate directly what their feelings are. And for a lot of people, maybe even you, that kind of stuff could be really scary. However, it's the only place where you can get the real reward. Right? That's the tricky part about this whole thing. There's no judgment about wherever you fall in the anxious avoidant spectrum. The whole reason I'm doing today's podcast is that it's really easy to get caught in a trap where you're an anxious person who chooses avoidant people, and then you meet a secure person and he treats you well, and then you go to the avoidance, right? You go away from nice guys, consistent guys, kind guys, right? For whatever your reason, it's too real. I'm not attracted to guys who are nice to me, right? And once again, we're just perpetuating the problem. If you always invest in guys who aren't particularly nice or consistent or kind, well, then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have to be the one to break that self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're struggling to break that self-fulfilling prophecy, I definitely encourage you to stick around to the end of this podcast where I will tell you more about Love You. Before I do so, I just want to remind you, secure, right? The word secure, what it means for our purposes is able and willing to form intimate attachments so that you can be your best self with him. You can be confident. You could be trusting. You can be secure. You could be relaxed. You could be calm. These are the virtues of choosing a secure man and moving into a more secure attachment style. So in case that the emotions were lost on you, the reason to do this is not because I tell you to, is because you'll feel so much better when you actually choose someone who lifts you up and supports you instead of someone who's constantly on the threat to pull the rug out from under you. Before we go today, I wanted to share something from some friends of mine. They are wonderful. They're in the same industry loosely that I am. And they have an amazing podcast that I just wanted to share with you because if you listen to me, hopefully you could trust me in when I make these recommendations to you. So here's the copy, and I want you to listen to it closely. Do you feel like you're at a crossroads in your love life? Maybe you're in the thick of modern dating, wondering if the person you're with is your person. Whatever your situation, there's this wonderful podcast. It's called Dateable, Your Insider's Look into Modern Dating. It's hosted by Yue Xu and Julie Kraftchik. They talk about it from their perspectives. I think they're women in their 30s. I don't know for a fact because it's impolite to ask women for their age, but they seem like women in their late 30s. And they talk about why you choose the wrong partners and the psychology behind why you are wired for certain relationships and the real red flags to look out for. And I'm only talking about them because they were kind enough to have me on their podcast. And I thought they did such a wonderful job and covered such different ground than I did from a woman's perspective, especially from a younger woman's perspective. If you want to get started with their podcast, you might want to check out the episode that I was on and see how it resonates with you. It's their season 17, episode 3, called Where Are All the Dateable People? So all you got to do is go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and listening to Julie and Yue will inspire you to put yourself back out there with more confidence, more self-awareness. Again, a lot of the stuff that we do over here. But if you're craving a woman's voice, a woman's experience, especially if you are under the age of 40 or under the age of 50, I think they're a great additional voice to what I do. Sorry, my voice very specifically is not that great today. I think I'm a petri dish. I'm around kids all the time and I pick up whatever they got. So forgive me for that. But in summation, my name is Evan Mark Katz. I'm a dating coach for smart, strong, successful women. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us a positive review on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe, click on the bell on YouTube and get notified when new content comes out. And most importantly, if something I say in these podcasts resonates with you, if you are hearing this and being like, he's describing me, I'm the person who's constantly anxious, I'm the person who chooses high-risk men so I never have to really give myself to a relationship that could last. I'm the one who fears intimacy and has a taste for the wrong men. Do yourself a favor. Go to evanmarkatz.com/apply, put in your name and email address, fill out a short application for Love You. We'll talk on the phone. I'll listen to you. I'll hear your story. I'll make a recommendation as to what you should do with your love life. And I look forward to talking to you in person soon. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Bye-bye.